Hey baby, I'm sorry, did I wake you? No, I can't sleep. It's okay, go back to sleep, I'll be fine. I'm just gonna read my book. Sweetheart, you're still not asleep. What's wrong? Tell you a story. How about I tell you a story about my rebellious teenage years? Okay. I was 16, maybe. And you have to remember I had red hair. I was a redhead. And real, not like these days. It's more purple at the moment, which is probably more in keeping with me being a teen. Anyway, I snuck out on a Saturday and I went up to Carnaby Street, which is off of Oxford Street in the West End. Yeah, where all the posh shops are, but Carnaby Street was different. Carnaby Street was bohemian and punk and all of those things. Doc Martens and everything. And so I went up there with my friends and I remember getting this little pot of purple hair dye. I remember I was technically still at school and I came home with it and it was all in my bedroom and I was putting it in my hair and I didn't realise that it's a little bit more permanent than I thought. I thought it would just like brush out. So I was putting streaks of purple in my hair and my mum banged on the door and my two friends stood in front of me and I pretended I was getting dressed and she said, I'm going out for a few hours. I'll be back about 9 o'clock. You girls be okay? I was like, yeah, we're fine. I was 16. We was okay on our own. And she said, I've left money for takeaway. Grab yourself some food and call me if you need me. I was like, okay. Now this, like, for us is brilliant. We had time on our own. So it was summer. And we got all dressed up and we went to the park with purple streaks in our hair. And we sat around on the swings and we chatted and some of the boys from the local schools and colleges were hanging around like you do. And so we ate our takeaway in the park and then we were supposed to be home by 9 o'clock. And at 9:15, now, the thing I'd forgotten about our area was all the other mums knew and looked out for all of us. So when my mum came out to my friend's house around the corner and said, have you seen her? She said, yeah, they're in the park. And so my mum came down and caught me standing by the swings and very close to a boy my own age. And he kissed me just as my mum shouted my name and you've broken your curfew. And so we were frog marched out of the park, very sullen teens. And we went home. And in my pocket, I had the phone number of this boy. And you have to remember this, like, mobile phones weren't, we didn't really have them. We had to call home. We didn't have mobile phones. And it was really funny because I had to call this boy on the house phone while standing in the front room with my mom listening. No, we dated for only a couple of weeks. But what was worse was she wasn't really paying attention to us and we put our hoodies up on the way home. and she hadn't realized our hair because she was so angry about curfew and it was getting dark. And when we all woke up, because we were all staying at my house, when we all woke up in the morning, the bed sheets were all stained with purple streaks from our hair. And my hair was like really purple. And we were made to go and wash our hairs, but the purple was still there. And so we spent the next, I think it was like 2 weeks, trying to get the purple out of our hair. And we would have to, we would have to try and hide it from our teachers. And yeah, it was embarrassing, very. He was a nice boy. I saw him a few times and then we just didn't call each other again. And then, yeah, we was, yeah. My mum got another phone in her bedroom once. There was one in the front room and one in her bedroom. And so I would go and pick up the phone in there and talk to my friends and stuff and whisper stuff that I didn't want my mum to hear. Yeah. But yes, that was my purple-haired rebellious teen series. My mum withheld my pocket money for 2 weeks, which to a 16-year-old girl, that was absolute. Yeah, that was the end of the world. Honestly, total end of the world. I wasn't that much of a rebellious teen. Oh, except, yeah, I once used a marker pen at school to write the name of the boy I fancied on the inside of my arm, along towards my wrist on the inside of my forearm, except it wouldn't come off. And my mum nearly took layers of skin off. Yeah, it was really funny. Yeah. You're going sleepy, baby. No, you're not hearing more about my rebellious teen years. I wasn't that rebellious. Okay, so I skipped school once. But you had to remember, I went to a Catholic school and there were nuns, and if you were caught, you was in serious trouble. They were really strict. I was a very good Catholic girl, apart from the rebellious phase. But when I was 16, that was my last year of school. I went on to college after that. And then, oh my God, yeah, so when I was 18, I started going to clubs. I didn't go to many because I didn't really like alcohol. But I would go look after my friends when they were drinking. Because by then I was already a black belt, so I was a chaperone. Yeah. So no, I got in a few fights, but I was just protecting my friends. Of course I won. I was better than everybody else. Oh, hang on. Yeah, there was one night. Oh my God, my dad. My dad got out of a car outside the... He was quite scary. He was a pussycat to us, but he was quite scary looking. And he got out of the car and all the boys ran off. He didn't mind. He'd come and pick up all of us and take us all to our homes unless we were staying all at one place. My dad was cool. Yeah, I'm getting tired. Sleepy time. Yeah, I'm tired too. Good night, baby. Sleep tight.